I didn't know him at all, other than just who he was. But Roland, when he worked with Monroe, he was with Monroe the first couple of years that Monroe did his festival at Bean Blossom. He would help build the stage and, you know, put in a sewer line or a drainage ditch or whatever it is needed to be done. And he said Birch was so, I guess frugal is a kind word, you know, but he was really tight, that Monroe sent him out to get some nails. And what he did was went and somewhere got a bunch of used nails and had them, Roland and them, set and straightened them out.
Oh no.
To be reused. Oh. Another time, during the festival, they had one little concession stand that Birch was in charge of, and they ran out of ice and the coffee. So here you have, I don't know, I'll say 1,000 people or 2,000. You've got one concession stand, and he goes out and buys a pound of coffee and two bags of ice. You know, and he said he would just run back and forth all day long rather than just buy stuff. And Roland, I think, just to illustrate the point, said he would drive to California putting in $2 worth of gas along the, you know, all along the way.
Oh, no.
You know, he was that kind of a...
Mrs. Birch.
Yeah, Birch.
My God.
Yeah.